practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast, originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dull, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we conduct this program with the intent to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, along with others of like precious faith, in a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. We're going to begin the program today with a song that's entitled, Praise the Lord, the King of Heaven. I think that's a good song to begin any day with, but particularly the Lord's Day, that we as God's children will praise the Lord, the King of Heaven, because certainly He does deserve our praise. When we read through the Psalms over and over again, it tells us to praise the Lord. As a matter of fact, the Word of God teaches us that God inhabits the praise of His people. Think about that. When you and I praise God, He sort of stoops down and listens, and it exalts Him. And so I trust that on this Lord's Day, you are praising the Lord. But not just on the Lord's Day, but every day of your life, you need to praise the Lord, and so do I. It's praise that really honors God. But when we praise the Lord, it even enables us to be stronger in our service unto the Lord. Well, it's a delight to have you there by the radio this morning, and I trust that you're getting ready to go to a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. If you don't have one to attend, I would invite you to visit us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, where we will be having Sunday school this morning at 9:30. And then our morning service is at 10:30, but tonight we'll not be having an evening service because right after the morning service, we are going to be gathering together here on our church property for a family picnic, a church family picnic. And you're even invited to that. You don't have to bring any food, just yourself. So come on out to church at 10:30 this morning and then stay afterwards for the family picnic. And I think it will be a great time in the Lord. We will be having a singspiration and a devotional from the Word of God, and then we'll eat, and then after that we'll go home. We'll not be having any evening service. And believe you me, I'm kind of thankful for that. I will probably sleep this afternoon because yesterday was the memorial service for Nate Kistler down in Morganton, North Carolina. Of course, many of you know that Nate is Dave Kistler's son, and of course, Dave has been involved with our church for many years. He was also the speaker at the Central Pennsylvania Bible Conference for many years, but unable to be with us last week simply because of the fact that his son Nate and daughter-in-law Amber went home to be with the Lord along with five others in a plane crash en route to being involved with the Gaither family singing cruise up in Alaska. But God took them home, and all of this week, actually, there have been various memorial services. Brother Dave went to one on Tuesday, and then on Thursday, and then yesterday. And of course, I and my son Mike were involved with the one in Morganton, North Carolina yesterday. So we got home in the wee hours of this morning. So I'll be out at Sunday school and church, and then, of course, go to the family picnic, but may sleep the rest of the afternoon. Nevertheless, here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, we have the desire to minister to you. If we can help you in your walk with and relationship with the Lord, please don't hesitate to contact us. You may call us at 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. Or you can write to us. Our mailing address is The Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. That's The Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. May I just digress a little bit and go back to that memorial service that was held yesterday in Morganton, North Carolina for Nate Kistler. I will tell you, it was a tremendous testimony for the Lord. It was established as a memorial for life, a celebration for life, as we focused on what God did through Nate and Amber Kistler. And to be honest with you, it was one of the best services I have ever participated in, and am thankful for the opportunity that I had to be there. You know, when a Christian dies, it's not something to grieve over. Oh yes, we grieve over the fact that we will not be able to have fellowship with them here on earth. But when a Christian dies, they go to be with the Lord in heaven. And as Christians, we know that we will see them again, either at our death or at the rapture. And so what took place yesterday was a celebration of life, knowing that Nate and Amber are with Christ. But we will also see them one of these days as Christians, either through our death or through the rapture. What a joy it is to be a Christian. What a hope we as Christians have in Jesus Christ the Lord. Let's pray. Father, we thank you and praise you truly for the hope that we have as Christians. We know that when this life is over, we're not going to go into a crisis eternity separated from you in the lake of fire. No, we will go to be with you in heaven, a land without tears and a time without end, for which we rejoice. Father, I do pray that you'll comfort the Kistler family during these days, but I know that they are rejoicing in the fact that they know that they will see Amber and Nate once again in heaven and spend eternity with them. Thank you for that hope we have in Jesus Christ. Father, it is my prayer that you'll use this particular program for your honor and glory in the lives of all who listen, for it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Here is a violin solo with another hymn of praise, When Morning Gilds the Skies. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we go to 2 Corinthians chapter 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, and I would like to read with you verses 5 and 6, where the Word of God says, "Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God, who hath made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life." That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. And now before I deliver a message entitled, We Are Ambassadors for Christ, let's listen to a trio and a very challenging song entitled, Finishing Well.
Finish well every day.
That's a challenge given to every one of us who know the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, that we finish well, that we don't quit, that we don't give up. And I realize it's very easy to do that at times, but we need to keep on keeping on by the sufficiency of the grace and the power and the strength of God until we see Jesus Christ face to face. Well, if you have a copy of God's Word, turn with me this morning to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and I will read for you or with you verses 17 through 21. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 through 21, and then I want to speak on the subject, we are ambassadors for Christ. There the Word of God says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." That's 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 through 21, a tremendous passage of Scripture that teaches us who we are in Jesus Christ. There are three things I want to highlight from that passage of Scripture with you today. First of all, our position in Christ. Secondly, our practice in Christ. And thirdly, our purpose in Christ. First of all, we see our position in Christ. In verse 17, it tells us that as Christians, we are a new creation, a new creature in Christ, because old things are passed away and all things have become new. The Bible teaches us that before we receive Jesus Christ as Savior, we are dead in our trespasses and sins, and we are following the way of Satan himself. In all reality, we could say that we are of our father, the devil. But when we receive Jesus Christ as Savior, a great change takes place in our life. We become a child of God, born again, and we are on our way to heaven. In other words, we have eternal life in Jesus Christ. And that eternal life means the life of God that we will experience personally throughout all of eternity in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ in the land without tears and a time without end. How we can thank the Lord for that. And you know, down through the years, I've seen many people who are lost in sin and in the misery of sin come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, and their life changed because of the fact that they had new life in Christ. And they enjoyed that new life in Christ. Jesus himself says in John 10, "I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly," teaching us that through faith in Jesus Christ, we have a life that's worth living and a life that's eternal in the presence of the Lord. Our position in Christ is that as Christians, we are a new creature. Secondly, we see in this passage of Scripture our practice in Christ. Verses 18 and 19 teaches us that God has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Now that word reconciliation is an interesting word. It means to bring together. And the Bible teaches us that as Christians, we have the responsibility of bringing people together with God through faith in Jesus Christ. Now you will say, Pastor Gary, how do we do that? Well, we share the gospel with them. The Bible teaches us that when the Lord Jesus Christ died, he paid the wage of sin, which is death. The Bible teaches us also that those of us of the human race in this life, apart from Jesus Christ, are separated from God. We are aliens, and we are estranged from God, as it were. But through the work of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross, we become reconciled together with God through faith and become a part of the family of God. Well, you and I know people all around us who do not know the Lord Jesus. And we've got the privilege of giving them the gospel so that they, through faith in Jesus Christ, might be reconciled unto God and one with God through faith in Jesus Christ. What a tremendous ministry that is. What a tremendous opportunity it is for us to share Jesus Christ with others and see those who are separated from God become one with Christ through being reconciled to God through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And God has given us that privilege of telling others that they can be reconciled to God through Christ, and what a privilege that is. Thirdly, we see our purpose in Christ, and that is the fact that we are ambassadors for Christ, as it says there in verse 20. Ambassadors for Christ. That simply means that we have the responsibility to be the representatives of Jesus Christ here on earth. It's not only a responsibility, but it's a privilege. Stop to think about it. Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is the God of all gods. And after you and I are reconciled to God through faith in Jesus Christ, and after you and I become a new creature in Jesus Christ, we have the responsibility to speak for and to represent him on earth every day of our lives. Are we doing that? Now just stop to think about it for a moment. Jesus Christ could come down here and represent himself even as he did 2,000 years ago. But after he went to heaven, he gave you and I, who know him as our Savior, that great privilege and responsibility of speaking for him, of standing for him, of communicating his message. And what a tremendous responsibility and privilege that is. Certainly, he trusts us to do that. And he enables us to do that through his word and through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. We don't have to figure out what we're going to say and do on our own. We've got the word of God that teaches us what we should do, and the Holy Spirit who will lead us in doing what we should do. But the fact of the matter is, we've got that tremendous responsibility to speak for Christ. You know, if the President of the United States sends an ambassador to England, he sends that ambassador to England so that that ambassador might represent his plans, his ideas, his vision as the ambassador there in England. That ambassador speaks for the president. You and I as Christians are ambassadors for the Lord Jesus Christ. We are to speak for the Lord Jesus Christ, and what a privilege that is. I think that one of the things that probably hurts the heart of God more than anything else is when you and I as Christians are not really representing Jesus Christ, are silent for Christ, are not standing up for the Lord Jesus Christ. I think that that grieves the heart of God. I think that that hurts the heart of God. And so you and I ought to take our privilege and responsibility very seriously and do everything that we can to be ambassadors for Christ. You say, how do we do that? Well, I think that number one, we can do so by teaching his word to others. There are people all around us who do not know the word of Christ. We ought to do what we can to teach them the word of Christ, even have Bible studies with them so that they might learn the expectation of Christ. Then I think that we can do so by representing Jesus Christ on the issues of life. Every day there are issues of life that come along that really are not according to the will of God and his word. But you and I as Christians can represent Jesus Christ on those issues. Then I think thirdly, we can represent Jesus Christ by promoting his church. The Bible teaches us that the church is the body of Christ. And as we go throughout our day-by-day routine, we should represent the truth and the elements and the preciousness of the Church of Jesus Christ to others around us. And then I think that as ambassadors for Christ, we should live in obedience to Him. If we are going to represent Him effectively, then we need to obey Him in every aspect of our life. What a privilege it is to be a Christian. We have that new position in Christ. We have that tremendous practice in Christ. And then we have this great purpose in Christ to be His ambassadors. Stand for and speak for Jesus Christ if you're a Christian today. If you're not a Christian, I would encourage you right now to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus and ask Him to save you, and He will. And then contact us here at the Faith Baptist Church. We will send you some information that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. Well, go to church today, and then until next Sunday, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. Truly, the best is yet to come. God bless you, my friends.
Okay, let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbclaltuna.org. That's www.fbclaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894, or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.